Hi everyone, welcome to People I Almost Know. I'm Michelle and I'm so excited to be back in 2014 for another year of podcasting. And what better way to start it off than with my guest today, LaMisha Cerf. LaMisha is a life coach and I almost know her from her blog where she writes about achieving the life we dream of. And so I've been curious about life coaching since I first heard of it probably 10 years ago or more. And I always wondered how that would work. Like I kept picturing someone following me around and telling me all the stuff I was doing wrong all day. Which, admittedly, that would be a pretty big job, you guys, because I've got plenty to work on, believe me. Anyway, I was super excited to talk to LaMisha and ask her all about what a life coach really does and how that whole process works. But beyond that, she gives some excellent advice about taking steps to reach our dreams and insight into what holds us back in the first place. And I found myself taking notes while I was editing the podcast because there's some really great stuff in here. I hope you get as much out of it as I did. And without further yammering from me, here's my chat with LaMisha. Okay, well, to get us started, if you don't mind introducing yourself and telling everybody a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is LaMisha Cerf, and I am a life coach for LifeOnceDreamt.com. I just recently started my journey into life coaching. It's something that I've always known that I've wanted to do somewhere in the back of my mind, and this year, I think it was April of this year, I just really sort of took a leap of faith and dove in, and I've been working on that ever since. So I'm really excited to work with different people on whatever their dreams may be, but I specialize in working with people who are making big transitions in their life, okay. Be it career transitions, you know, if they want to do something totally different, they want to follow their heart and, you know, do something completely different than what they've done before, or people who maybe are retiring or, you know, they've got kids that just left the house and they're ready to do something for themselves. So that's sort of where I specialize right now, but I work with all kinds of people.
Okay, that's pretty cool. And sometimes we need somebody to help us through that that's not a family member or a well-meaning friend, you know, somebody who's kind of on the outside who can give us really strong objective not like they're making decisions for us, but an outsider's opinion or show us things that we're not really looking at.
Yeah, sometimes when we're talking to friends or family members, you know, we get this advice, and not that it's not sound advice, but, you know, it's your friends and family members. So when you go to someone that you deem as a professional in that area, it's a little different. And I know that I find a lot of the people that I work with, I work with clients exactly where they are. So, you know, I don't try to do these quantum leaps into, you know, wherever it is they want to end up. We start with exactly where they are, but I'm very candid about, you know, what they're going through, and I can relate to that. And so sometimes it's a little easier to, you know, talk to someone that you don't know so well or you know, is deemed a professional in that area as opposed to your friends or family members that know you personally.
Yeah, because they, even if they don't mean to, there's always history and baggage that comes with it, you know.
Exactly.
I've got a question. So what exactly is a life coach? Because I have, a general idea of what you do. But from your perspective or, you know, as a life coach, can you explain to everybody what do you really do?
Right. Sometimes people confuse it with counseling or a therapist, which isn't exactly true. Some life coaches are therapists. I am not. I do have my master's in psychology, but I'm not a therapist. I'm not a licensed therapist. Uh-huh. And that's something that I want, you know, anyone that works with me, they make sure that they know. But the difference is that life coaches really work, they sort of work in a different way. They deal with some of the fears and underlying issues that may be holding people back, which I think a lot of therapists do, but they do it in a different way. So therapists are going to deal with, you know, they may diagnose or they may deal with family issues or they may deal with history and family history and those types of things. Life coaches really get down to values. Like, you know, you're talking to a client, you know where they want to be, you know what's important to them, and they just really, I mean, it's like a strategist. So we work together. I don't give advice. I don't tell them exactly what to do or anything like that. Everything that we discuss, we, you know, give insight, sort of hear different things that a client is saying without exactly saying it. So we sort of explore different territories. So it's like, I mean, it's almost like having a friend without having a friend, you know, without all that history and everything with it. You know, we inspire and motivate and do all that stuff, but it's not something we're not diagnosing. We're not, you know, working with someone on necessarily family issues. You know, some of those things come up, but it's really more individual attention, working on specific issues that they want to work on to get them, you know, moving in the right direction.
So you mentioned you have a master's in psychology. So how did you, you're not a?
Not a licensed therapist.
Not a licensed therapist.
Or licensed counselor.
Okay. So how did you, and you also said that you kind of knew for a long time that that's what you wanted to be as a life coach. How did you start to become a life coach?
Well, I actually first heard about it when I was in my undergraduate programming. I think it was probably 2003.
Okay.
I was actually working on my bachelor's in exercise science, which is completely different than where I ended up.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, though.
But I was taking a class. It was a personal fitness class, and the instructor mentioned there was an article that we were reading, and it was about life coaching. And I remember thinking, she was explaining what they do, and I remember thinking, wow, that's really interesting, and it sort of sparked my interest. I did a little bit of research, but back then there was not a lot to be found. There were some organizations that were certifying life coaches, but it wasn't like a big, you know, well-known thing.
Uh-huh.
So I graduated and, you know, with my exercise science degree, didn't use it, you know, did some creative things. I worked in an office, and then I was working in dance and coaching dance and doing some physical things. And then I realized that I wanted to get back to working with people and really helping motivate them. And what I realized is the people, every single person I worked with, no matter what office it was, I always came back to the same question. I always asked them, if you weren't working here and you could do anything you ever wanted to do, what would it be?
Uh-huh.
And everyone had an answer.
None
of them said, oh, this is exactly the job I've always wanted to do. Everyone had an answer. And then my follow-up question was, well, why aren't you doing it? And of course, they had a bunch of reasons why they weren't doing it.
Yeah.
And what I didn't realize is that I was actually coaching in that sense anyway, but I didn't know what to call it.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, well, how can I do this? What can I do? And so I thought, well, I'll do psychology. That sounds great. So I get my master's in psychology, you know, working my office job, get a master's in psychology, and I started studying positive psychology. And that really piqued my interest. And I thought, what if I could talk to people about where they're going, not so much about where they've been and problems and rehashing old things, but what if we could start from where they're at and get them moving in the right direction, like just start fresh? And that's when I did a lot more research on life coaching, and I found a bunch of life coaches, and I was doing research on different programs, and some of them were a little bit more expensive, and I completed my degree and had a bunch of people say, you've got this master's, you know, what do you want to do with it? And are you going to be a counselor? And I thought, no, I really want to do this life coaching thing. So at the beginning of this year, I was still sitting on this, do I take a program, start a program or not? And I got this big idea. Well, what if I could just do it now? What if I just created my own? I've got all the education. I've got the experience. What if I just started? So I started brainstorming in April, and quickly came up with my coaching philosophy and how it all works. Started working with a client, and it just sort of went on from there. It was one of those things that I took a leap. I took a big leap, because for 2 or 3 years I was waiting to decide on the right program, to, you know, get a certain amount of money to go into the right program, which program was correct. And then I got this great idea to just do it and see what happens, and that's sort of how I came to be, and it all happened this year. So, you know, the business is still very new, but it's exciting. I'm really glad that I started when I did.
It kind of sounds like you life coached yourself, you know, like you worked on your own self first, because through reading through your material on your website, it sounds like the things that you were going through are the same things you coach other people about.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that is a little bit different for me. I've had some people say, you know, well, what about, you know, certifications and getting certified and all of that? And there are a lot of coaches that are certified. There's not like for mental health counseling and therapy and all of that, there's sort of a umbrella certification program and a place that you have to go to get licensed. Life coaching is not like that. There are several organizations that you can get licensed through or certified through. And they teach you how to do different things and all of that. And some coaches go through that and some coaches don't. So for me, the difference for me is that I'm coaching in a very down-to-earth way based on exactly what I've gone through. So I've been through everything that my clients are going through. And, I mean, you can read on my website exactly. When I started my blog, it was actually a precursor to whenever it was that I would start coaching, and I had no idea when that would be. And so I thought, you know, I'm just going to write about my journey. I'm just going to share my thoughts and inspiration and just kind of see what happens. And this past October, it's been a year since I started that blog, and I go back and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I'm working with, you know, my clients on, everything that I've been through. So yeah, you're exactly right. I did work with myself, and I still do. I mean, you know, it's not, no one is a finished product. So I'm still working on things and, coaching myself, and it helps me coach my clients as well.
Well, how has the training in psychology helped you in your life coaching business?
I think just understanding the basis, you know, fear, understanding how people deal with certain things. I think overall, the interest for me in psychology and understanding, you know, that there are mental health issues, and sometimes there are clients that may want to work with you, but they need a therapist as opposed to a life coach. You know,
okay.
It would be great to work with them, but you know, they need something a little bit different than what I can offer.
Uh-huh.
That's one way. The other way is just having that background and that education, you know, under my belt, and knowing I've got a lot of the material, and if there's anything that I have questions about, but it's really just given me a good foundation of understanding, you know, how people work and the different things that they go through.
Okay. So, in reading through your website, one of the things you had said is that my passion lies in helping people get out of their own way. And that really resonates with me and probably a lot of other people. But I wanted to ask you just to talk about that. Like, what are the things that we do that get in our own way? And then also, how do you help people get out of their own way?
Well, a lot of the people that I work with, as far as, you know, whatever it is that they want to do, if they haven't already done it, there's a reason they haven't done it. So they are boxing themselves into this small room of, you know, their reality. So why they can't do it? Well, they don't have the time, they don't have the money, they don't have the resources, they don't know where to begin, you know, they've got fears, they've got all of these things. And helping people get out of their own way is really identifying what it is that's boxing you in. Is it really that you don't have the money, or is it you just haven't figured that out yet? You know, is it really that you are afraid of, you know, publishing that book or writing that book? Or is it, you know, something else? So what I do is basically talk to people and get a little bit of their background story. You know, they want to quit their job and, you know, write full time. Well, why haven't you done it so far? Well, I just didn't know if I could. You know, I've got a client that's exactly what she wanted to do. She wanted to quit her job and work full time as a writer. And one of the sticking points for her was that she didn't know if she was being the professional writer. Like, how can you do this if you're not a professional writer? And so we had to work through, well, how do you define a professional writer? What does that entail for you? Does it have to be someone with education? And so it's really working through their thoughts and how they define certain things. And then they have this epiphany, like, wait a minute, maybe that's not right. So all the time, you know, they believe this certain thing and they've lived by that belief for so long. And then you put a little light on that and you say, well, think about that. And they say, wait a minute, that's not true. And so it opens up this world of possibilities so they can get out of their own way. And then they start to see things moving forward where, you know, it didn't move before. So it's really just about sort of seeing the reason that they're stuck. You know, is it because they don't know what to do?
Uh-huh.
Is it because they have fears? Is it because, you know, they're holding on to this belief that may not be true, and they haven't really questioned it for so long because they've had it forever.
Yeah, we're just used to it.
Exactly. Sometimes we just say whatever the excuse is because that's the same answer we've always given. We don't even question it. You know, when you have a certain belief, it is your belief, so you don't really question it until you're working with me, and then I make you question it. So.
Well, just as a side note on that, how big of a factor do you find, as you're talking with people, is just fear? For me, like, I'm sorry to interrupt again, but like for me personally, I have fear of failure and I have fear of success. I'm like, I've got both sides of it hitting me. But I'm curious about that from your perspective.
I actually did a survey when I was first starting out because I wanted to see what it was that, you know, people are dealing with. Mm-hmm. And the majority of the people, besides time, money, and resources and all of that, majority of the people also said fear. Is that the fear that they can't do it, the fear that, you know, they will succeed and then not know what to do with it, or the fear that they will fail and then they are this big fat failure and everyone's looking at them as this big fat failure. So it's probably one of the biggest things, but what I find is that there's something underneath the fear. So fear is this big umbrella, but what are you really fearful of?
Okay.
Is it that you don't know what's on the other side of that? Is it the unknown? Is it how to get there? Is it what happens after that? Is it you're so comfortable in this space that you're just afraid of anything that's outside of the space, even though your heart is saying you want something outside of it? You know, there's a lot of things that go with that. So the majority of people have some sort of fear. I mean, I had fear. I still do have fear with, you know, dealing with life coaching. But when you're able to look at the fear and say, okay, it's there. Yeah, I'm a little fearful. Not really sure what's going to happen next. But I'm going to do it anyway because staying where I'm at isn't doing anything for me. And my heart is telling me to jump. So I might be scared as crap to do it, but here we go. But I think a lot of people deal with that. I think that's a really common common thing for people to, you know, why they haven't done what they've always wanted to do.
Yeah, that all sounds really recognizable to me. A lot of those things you were saying with fear of like, yeah, I had that one, have this one still, you know? So here's the next thing that I had read that piqued my interest that you had said. You said, I believe that we all have our own unique and incredible gifts. And then you went on to say that, you know, what you want to do is to help us transition to using those gifts. I should have written the whole quote down. But my questions for you is like, what if somebody doesn't really know what their gift is, or they don't really know what their dream is? Do people who are, I would think that people who, if you're working a lot with people in transition, that might be the case.
Yeah, what I found is that's sort of how I came to the transition part is you've got the people that know what they want to do, and then you've got the people that know that they want to do something different, but they're not really sure what that is.
Uh-huh.
So there are a lot of people out there, and one of the things that I find interesting about the people that don't really know what it is, a lot of the time the thing that they realize or the thing that we work on and we come up with together as their gift or they realize as their gift is something that they have done their entire lives, something they've, you know, used their entire lives. They've never seen it as a gift.
Mm.
And when they see it as a gift and they're able to identify it as that, then it sort of opens up this world of like, really? Like, you know, they've done it all this time, but they never thought of what they could do with it. It's just something they've always done. It's a part of them. And that is what makes it so precious. It's not that they get to pick it out, you know, pick it off the shelf. This is my gift. No, it's something that you were born with. It's something that grew with you. It's something that you tapped into. You may not have tapped into it for a very long time because reality comes into play. You've got jobs. You've got some people have kids, families. But it's something that they resonate with and they identify with that, you know, that has been with them for quite a while. Some people don't even know it. Some of the gift that people realize is a small piece of something bigger that they identify later. But what I find is that a lot of people actually have, you know, this gift that's always been with them. They just never knew what to call it.
Wow, that's interesting. And the reason I ask that question is I'm kind of in that boat. Like, and my dad, he was, you know, he's 20 years older than me, and he's still saying, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. And I guess that leads me into my next question is, say if somebody comes to you and like, I want to hire you as a life coach, how does it work? I mean, like, I know that you work by phone a lot, but what would a person expect? What should they expect? If that makes any sense.
Well, the first thing we do is, you know, they would potentially, ideally have a 30-minute free session just to kind of chat about whatever it is they want to work on. Part of that is so they can identify and see how I work and see if I'm the right person for them, because I may not mesh well with everyone, and I'm okay with that. You know, if not, then I can help you find someone that does. But I just kind of do a conversation. We can do it by Skype or by phone, and I just sort of pick their brain and see, you know, well, what is it that sparked your interest about coaching? What is it that led you to coaching? Is there something specific you want to work on? And if they decide that, you know, this is something that they want to move forward with, then I have a questionnaire that I give them. They fill out and go over and get it back to us. And then we just sort of start there. So if I'm working with someone that has no idea where to start, you know, they're just coming in, they don't know what their dream is, they don't know what they want to work towards, but they're ready to do something different, then I might put together a worksheet, you know, to have them explore different things and tell me about a time when, you know, when's the last time you really, really enjoyed doing whatever, and what was that? How did it make you feel? You know, we kind of explore that. If it's someone that has an idea of what they want to do, I kind of, you know, see where they're at with it. We talk about it. What are the fears that are behind that? Everything that I do with clients is individual, so I don't use, you know, the same exercises or tactics or anything necessarily with everyone. It's just sort of whatever the client needs. So, you know, I may put together a worksheet for them to complete. I might come up with, you find an article that may help them, you know, whatever it is. But typically after a phone call or a Skype session, we will, I will assign homework before the next the next session. And it's nothing scary. It's not like, you know, when you're in school. But it's just something to keep the focus on what it is that we were dealing with. Uh-huh. And it's always something that we discuss and agree upon. I never say, okay, this is what you're going to do, and then I'm going to grade you on it. No, it's something that, how does that sound for you? You know, does that sound like something that you can do between our next sessions? And then we go from there. So it's really individual, but getting started, you know, I just sort of do like a preliminary, let's do a session, let's chat about what you want to do, and then kind of go from there.
So I know that this would be individual as well, but how long does someone usually work with a life coach?
Typical, it depends on what they're coming for. I have packages on my website right now that are set for 4 weeks, four sessions, six sessions, and then sort of just a one session, a one-time deal. Uh-huh. And that's really just to help focus some of the sessions. So if someone has a specific goal that they're wanting to work on, and they want to make progress with it, then we can set up, you know, four sessions, and we can spread those out. They can be weekly, they can be biweekly, you know, however we need to do that to make sure that we're making progress. In between sessions, it's not just, you know, okay, let's give me an update and see how things are going. I check back with emails, how's everything going? Is there anything that you need to, you know, talk about or any concerns? And, you know, I touch base with clients in between calls as well. Someone that may need a little bit more time, if they're exploring, you know, they're just trying to figure out what they want to do, or they have several issues that they want to work on, typically coaches can work up to 3 months or more. It really just depends on the time commitment and how they want to set up packages. So, you know, I worked with my most recent client. We just ended, and we worked for about 16 weeks.
Oh.
So we worked pretty seriously, and she made huge strides in what she was doing. So I try to leave it a little bit up to the client, but, you know, where they want to be in the end. But the packages help with that as well to determine how many sessions.
Part of me is thinking, man, it could take me 2 years, you know, between figuring out what it is I want to do and actually making it happen. And so I was just kind of wondering, you know, on a typical basis, how that worked for people.
Well, we can make,
slow.
Significant strides. Yeah, I mean, we can make significant strides in the 4 or 6 session model. And then just because it's set up in 4 sessions doesn't mean we stop and I never speak to you again. If you want to, you know, if everything's going well, you can sign up again and, you know, things work out. But what I like to do is just leave it up to the client. Some coaches will have clients sign up for like 6 months worth of sessions. And so it's like a contracted commitment. And I think that's great for the way that some coaches work. I don't like to do that because I want to make sure that, you know, clients aren't just going through the 6 months just because they pay for 6 months. I want them to, you know, dictate, yes, I'm getting value out of this. And yes, I want to sign up for 4 more sessions. And yes, you know, I find this valuable. So I want to give them a little bit of freedom in that regard as well.
Well, that's good. One of the things, the last thing really I want to ask you about is, I saw that on your blog that you had made lists for yourself and you categorized them of, you know, this is kind of goals that I want to accomplish in 2014. This is a bucket list, long term, things like that. And then you had, you know, short term, shorter term things. These are just things that I would like to do. Do you have recommendations for people, just regular people like me, you know, who maybe are looking to start the new year on the right foot? What are some like small steps that people can do to, you know, make their lives a little bit better or maybe take steps toward a dream that they might have and start off the right foot as we're looking at resolution time and goal setting time here in the new year?
One thing that I really like to do is before you start setting goals for what you want to accomplish, mm-hmm. I like to look back at the past year and say, okay, you know, what happened in the last year? Was there a common theme in the last year? What is it that I wanted to do that I didn't do? Why didn't I do that? And not to feel bad about what it was that didn't get accomplished, but to really just sort of reflect, to see where you're at, see where you came, what do you want to change? And then moving forward, think about, a lot of people go in with, you know, the major ones like weight loss, or they want to stop smoking, or they want to eat healthy, or they want to work out, or they want to do all these different things. But setting maybe 3 major things that they want to focus on for the year. If it's personal development, if it's in career, if it's following their dream, you know, just have a vision of what that looks like. A lot of times I find that people with resolutions for weight loss or for food or for anything like that, as soon as they're like, okay, I'm never going to drink a soda again, or I'm never going to say the word can't, or I'm never going to, you know, I'm going to work on my writing every single day of the year.
Yeah.
Well, those aren't really realistic. If you didn't do them the last 2 years, likely that it's not going to happen this year unless you make some major strides. So start slow. Do one teeny tiny thing. So if that means for you, you know, you visualize it. I want to publish 3 articles this year. Okay. Maybe that's what you want to do. The idea of publishing those 3 articles on January 1st is probably crazy overwhelming. And you're like, oh my gosh, where do I start? What do I do? Well, the first step is just know what you want. Just know exactly what you want to do. And then take one teeny tiny step towards it. For that person, it may be, let me just research what magazines might be good. That's not scary. That's not overwhelming. That's not this, you know, fear-induced, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to do it. That's just looking for the magazines that you might be published in. And maybe you do that once a week. And you commit to, you know, a little bit at a time. I think what happens is people want to, you know, lose 50 pounds in, you know, a month. Or people want to have their dream career in, you know, 2 months. And I'm not saying it's not, you know, not something that can happen. It certainly can. But I think it's progress happens when you sort of take those teeny tiny steps. And what I find that's really interesting, and this is part of my coaching philosophy, is that when you take that teeny tiny step of faith, so when you start looking for those magazines that you want to be published in,
mm-hmm.
or you look for the publishers that, you know, may potentially publish your book, you don't do anything else, you just look for that, then you find a spark of inspiration that leads you to the next step. So it's like a little breadcrumb trail. So you did the first step. And then you see, oh my gosh, look at this magazine. That's really cool. Oh, look, they've got this really cool section on relationships. And I'm really good at writing about relationships. And oh, look, there's this, you know, Write for Us page, and let me check that out. And it just is like a domino effect. So you take a little tiny step, you get inspired, and you do something. You take another teeny tiny step, and you get inspired. And that's exactly how it works. And that's how it works for clients. And it's just, it really seems like magic, and it it feels like magic when it happens that way.
Yeah.
But it is so much fun. It makes the journey to wherever you're going just incredible, because you're not just getting to that point and then setting another goal. You're just sort of following this little magical trail and getting excited about all the pieces to the puzzle. So
yeah,
that's what I would recommend.
Yeah, that is super good advice. Really, really good advice. I just, for myself personally, I know I have struggled with trying to eat healthier for, it's going on, I'm going into the, you know, end of the second year. And, I finally got that. I was like, Michelle, you can't just jump in with both feet and expect to maintain those changes.
Yeah.
You know, and my friend is a health coach, and she had been working with me, and she really changed my attitude around. But then, you know, I stopped working with her because, you know, oh, I'm fixed. But so then it just took me that much longer to figure out, hey, I probably should have stayed with her a little longer.
Yeah, I mean, some of the issues are, you know, bigger. You know, accomplishing your dream is a big thing. And if you haven't done it thus far, there's a reason you haven't done it. Maybe it's you don't know the steps, but maybe you do need to hire a little bit of help. And that's one of the reasons people hire coaches, health coaches, life coaches, wellness coaches, is because they need a little bit of guidance. And not only guidance, but they need support. They need someone to be there when you're feeling like, you know, a failure, and, you know, you didn't get to reach this thing. They're the ones that are going to say, look, you're human. It's okay. It's okay. Let's start from where we're at. We know all this. You made all this progress. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly, you know, what we do. So we're all human. Life coaches included. If you've read that my blog, you know that I am as human as we get. So yeah.
Do you have any, thank you so much. That's really great. Great advice. And do you have any other notes or anything else that, you want to talk about?
No, just that, one of the things that I like to share, and some of the clients that I work with don't really know this, before they start working with me, is that if things aren't, you know, going the way that you planned, or if they're not exactly falling into place the way that you want them to be, and you want them to be different, you just don't know how to do it, it's possible. You know, life is supposed to be good, and it's supposed to be enjoyed, and all of that good stuff. So if it's not that for you, then, you know, think about what can be changed. And if you want to hire a coach, great. You want to talk to me and want to set up a free session, awesome. If I'm not the one for you, I can help you find the one for you. I mean, you know, we're all meant to be here to go through the things that we go through, but to be happy and enjoy life. So, and use your gifts and follow your dreams and follow your passion. So, you know, if there's anyone that can help you with that, or if there's anything I can do, please let me know.
Very good. Thank you so much. Well, you are at, your website is lifeoncedreamt.com, and you're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/lifeoncedreamt. And I'll link all of that. And, this has been really fun and interesting. It's such great advice that you have and good information. And I really appreciate you talking to me today.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. All right. Well, that's it. And I'm going to come over and visit your website again very soon. Thank you.
All right. Great. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was Life Coach LaMisha Cerf. Thanks again to LaMisha for chatting with me, and thanks to you for listening in. Now, LaMisha gave some really good free advice on the podcast, and she's offered to give a free 60-minute coaching session to all of you guys. Now, I already took her up on it, and I liked it so much that LaMisha is now my life coach, which sounds really, really decadent to say, like, I have a life coach. But I really wanted to start off 2014 on the right foot and to get some tools to help me achieve my goals this year, and I know that she can definitely help me with that. She's already made me see some things in a new light, and it's working, and I'm excited to go forward. But if you'd like to take LaMisha up on her offer for a free coaching session, just send her an email at LaMisha at lifeoncedreamt.com and reference the podcast, or you can visit her website and sign up there, and I'll have all the links in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Michelle, and this has been People I Almost Know. If there's something you'd like to talk about or someone you'd like me to talk to, you can drop me a line on the website or give me a shout on Twitter or on Facebook. And if you'd like to meet other people I almost know, subscribe on iTunes or on the Stitcher app or visit peopleialmostknow.com.